The turbulence in the stock market is worrying some venture capitalists and angel investors who had been on a spending spree in the tech industry. They have been paying top dollar for initial public offerings and otherwise spreading lots of money around. But as NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports, raising money for startups may be getting harder.
This week, a group of about two dozen carefully selected entrepreneurs gathered in a Seattle basement. They're participants in TechStars, a boot camp and incubator for startups. And by the end of the three-month program, most of them will be looking for money from angel investors or venture capitalists.
A month ago, it felt like the best time to start a company and raise money in 10 years.
But now, says Jeff Cutler-Strand, the co-founder of Visify, it's likely to be tougher. Still, the company that wants to turn resumes into works of art is confident it'll be able to get the money it needs. Cutler-Strem knows he might get less cash than he'd hoped for, but with bootstrapping and hard work, he thinks it'll be enough.
I'm an eternal optimist. I mean, you can't be an entrepreneur and be pessimistic.
I agree with your optimism point. I like it.
That's Matt Oppenheimer. His startup aims to make it easy and inexpensive to send money to the Philippines using mobile phones.
What's made America great is really the entrepreneurial culture, spirit, and support. I don't think that disappears if the stock market crashes. I will say that if you look at especially the angel investor community, the pie that they were giving out just got smaller.
Angel investors, explains Andy Sack of TechStars, invest and manage their own money.
They go to their bank account, they write a check, they don't have anyone to report to, and they can just invest in whatever they want.
Or they can choose not to invest at all.
Individuals can be like, oh, forget it, I don't want to invest today, or I don't want to invest this year. Bad year.
And Sack says when things are volatile or unpredictable, angel money tends to dry up faster than venture capital.
Institutional money has a job to put money to work.
Venture firms exist to make investments. They get money from foundations, endowments, and others who expect a tidy profit. And if the venture funds don't invest in companies that get acquired or go public in the stock market, that doesn't happen. I asked Greg Gottesman, a managing director of the Madrona Venture Group, if he was making different investment decisions this week than he would have made a month ago.
I don't think so. We're looking really over the long term.
You hear that a lot from venture firms. We're in it for the long haul. But in the short term, at least, Gottesman is concerned about the ability of venture-backed companies to turn to the stock market with an initial public offering.
One of the great things that has been around for the last, 6 months or so has been an open IPO window. LinkedIn and Zillow and some other
technology firms in particular garnered huge sums from their IPOs, but that opportunity may be ending. The wild gyrations in the stock market have prompted at least 8 of the 11 firms slated to go public this week to cancel their plans. Listen to Glenn Kelman, the CEO of Redfin, the large venture-backed real estate company.
When the markets have that much volatility, there are these gizzard squeezers that work in investment banks who are supposed to tell you whether next week it's going to be a good time to raise money or next month or next year, and all bets are off. They can't tell what's going to happen. And so that's when everybody steps back and says, let's just watch and wait.
No one is saying the investment pipeline is freezing and there's still lots of money available, but the days of investors practically throwing money at just about anyone with an idea will likely be replaced with a more rational approach. Keith Smith isn't worried. He's the boss here at Big Door, a 24-person Seattle startup that helps companies make their websites and apps more interactive. It recently added Major League Baseball to its list of clients.
We look at the market and we feel like, given the amount of demand for VCs to put money into really good quality startups, that our prospects are probably quite good for being able to raise another round of financing in the next 12 months.
Smith says if a company's business plan is fundamentally sound and it's well on its way to profit, getting money shouldn't be a problem. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.